Hey, it's Bruce Chamoff, become a successful podcaster. And listen, running a successful podcast network has led me to listen to 1,000 podcasts, actually over 1,000 podcasts. And I notice from marketing and promoting over 300 podcasts and over 20,000 episodes on the podcast network, I notice what the most successful podcasts are doing and what a lot of them are just not doing right, what they are doing right. Now, first of all, do not misunderstand. There's no right and wrong way to do this. But just remember, you have a digital radio show and you have people listening. It's all about them. It's not about you or your content. The question is, you want to help people with your content. You want to share your expertise. You want to become an authority. You want them to really love you. You want people to love you, right? And you want them to keep listening to your podcast. What can you do to make it right? What do you think you're doing wrong? And what can you do right? Well, like I said again, there is no way of doing anything wrong. However, there are things you can improve to make people stick with you. Stick with you. And keep subscribing and coming back time and time and time again. And I notice a couple of things here. I got about a little bit under 10 items I've noticed. And these are statistics. I think every podcaster should know this because this is going to help. And because I listen to over 1,000 podcast episodes, I've also looked at how they interact with the audience. So let's go over this and we'll talk about this in more details. First of all, let's just get these facts out of the way. All right. So first of all, I noticed about 50% of podcasts have podcast guests on them. And the question is, do podcast guests help or hurt your podcast episodes? And sometimes having a guest might hurt, believe it or not. But in most cases, they actually help. We'll talk about that. Also, most of the podcasters do have a podcast introduction. Now, I have an episode coming up with Dondi Nettles, who has an amazing podcast. He gets a lot of interaction on iTunes. So you definitely want to stay on that one when that comes out in a couple of days. That's about having, you know, introductions to your podcast and what that actually does. Now, I also noticed that the average podcast episode lasts between 45 to 60 minutes. This podcast of mine lasts about 10 minutes. I don't think that I need to get my point across in 45 minutes. I want to keep it short and sweet and use the KISS rule. Keep it sweet and short, or short and sweet. So my podcasts stay between 10 to 15 minutes. But hey, most of the podcasts, the average is 45 to 60 minutes. This might be you. If your podcast is more, don't worry about it. Joe Rogan, he's doing well because he's got a $1 million deal here with Spotify. Sometimes his episodes are like 3 to 4 hours long. I don't know if I have that time to listen. I'm sorry. I think he's great, but you don't need your podcast to be that long. I'm sorry. And he actually plays 2 to 3 minute commercials. Let's talk about that one too. This lovely one. About 60% of the podcast have commercials. And 40% don't. I mean, trust me, I estimated this in my listening. And the question is, do you want to have commercials? Do you not? This actually came up as a question from Frank DeMille from the Nice and Frank podcast when I did that. So I'll explain that to you in another episode. I'll go over how commercials can actually help or hurt you. I mean, I know you want to monetize your podcast. The question is, does it upset your audience? And will you lose audience members over it? So we'll talk about the correct way to have commercials in your podcast. But I can say right now, that 60%, you know, I mean, they're making money. Question is, do you notice a drop-off in your audience? Okay, let's move on to the next one. Only about 90% of the podcast episodes are all talk. There's no music or commercials. And the question is, for 90%, if somebody can somebody listen to you talk? I don't want to be harsh here, but you guys might not like me talking this much. Can people really listen to you talk for an average of 45 to 60 minutes? Maybe you want to break it up with some music. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of PodSafe music. You can go to New York City Podcast Network. We do have a PodSafe directory of music, including my own music. You're welcome to go to my Spotify. Just search Bruce Chamoff, and I have 5 albums of original rock music, some ballads on there. You guys might want to play that on your podcast. Okay, let's keep on going. 90% of the podcasts are weekly. 10% put out about 3 to 4 episodes per week. So that's a nice one. We could talk about that one in more detail. 75% have really good sound quality. And actually, that's not good, because 25% do not. And one of the most important things about a good podcast is good sound quality. Haha. Only 10% of the podcast episodes actually speak to the audience. If you have multiple hosts, they just speak among themselves. They don't talk to the audience, which we'll talk about that. Now, in this podcast, I'm actually talking to you. You're my audience. I'm talking to you. I'm keeping you engaged, at least I hope. Hope you're not sitting there saying, when is he going to finish this? I'm sick of his voice, and he's not playing any music. I get it. I get it. I will have some guests on here to break up my voice, but I do want to educate you. All right? So we're going to get into that. Now, here's the thing. Before we get into that, I'm going to break for a quick commercial break for you. And I'll come right back and we'll explain these things in more detail. Okay, we're back. So now we talked about a couple of things here. And I just want to make this one change. Hang on a second. Okay. So, about 50% of podcasts have podcast guests. Now, let's talk about this one, because I mean, you have to understand that I need guests on my show, and I'm going to have them. I just started this podcast. I got a lot of people lined up for guests, and you guys will come on and we'll talk. And you know, the thing is that the people really love your voice. Now, the thing is, do you guys hate my voice? Can you stand a whole podcast of just my voice and maybe another host? Or does my voice annoy you? I'm sure my voice annoys some people, and I'm sure some people love it. And the question is, do you want to bring on the podcast guest? Now, I'm going to have another episode here, so about podcast guests. We'll go into more details, because I do run on the New York City Podcast Network, I do run a guest exchange as well. Now, you want to have guests if people don't like your voice, or you just think, you know, if you don't have any music or commercials and people have to listen to your voice for 45 to 60 minutes, the question is, can you listen to somebody else speak for 45 to 60 minutes and you don't say anything? You have to ask yourself that question, because people get very bored real fast of one voice. And I hope you're not getting bored of mine. But that's just the way it is. You could use a guest, because guests can break up your voice. And it's really good. But I will say this. You want to have guests on that do not talk monotone like this. Because people will, you know, they will quit subscribing to your podcasts right away. And I've seen these people, they go on Zoom and they have these Zoom podcasts, right? And the thing about Zoom is that it's great, but it makes people's voice that come out, it makes them sound like they're talking into some kind of like phone. It's terrible. So you want to record your Zoom podcast and let the guests come that way. And you can have 2 or 3 guests. You don't need one guest. Because after a while, that guest voice also becomes a little boring. So you should have two guests on your podcast to break up your voice and the first guest's voice. Or you can have some music, but we'll talk about that after. All right, moving on to the next one. Most of the podcasters do have an introduction, and I have another podcast episode coming up for you with Donnie Nettles on that one from the Showing Up Big podcast. Now, I think introductions are great, but if you're going to have a podcast introduction, you want to have a different one for every single episode. That's because after a while, that beautiful introduction with the voiceover and the professional music, the background music, gets to be a little boring and people have to search. We'll go into more details on that in this next episode. The next thing is, I was talking about what's the average length of an episode, and I said 45 to 60 minutes. Okay. And the question is, like I said before, can people actually listen to you for that long? one voice. Maybe two or three different guests or hosts would break up some kind of monotonous stream of a voice. I mean, you guys might be sick of my voice. That's why I don't do 45 to 60 minute podcasts. I'm not saying don't do 45 to 60 minute podcasts. I'm just saying, because that's the average. But make sure your audience can handle it. It's really true. I'm telling the truth about this. Don't hate me for saying it. Don't hate the messenger. Or is it don't shoot the messenger? Don't hate. Don't shoot me or hate me. How's that? Only about 90% of the podcast episodes are all talk. I said this before. That's okay for a 15-minute podcast like this one. But after a while, people want to hear something else, like music or a commercial or something to break up the whole thing, like to break up your voice. That's okay. Let's do it. Now, 90%, going to the next one, 90% of the podcasts are weekly. 10% put out 3 to 4 episodes a week. Now, I have a big thing about this, and I'll go into more detail in future episodes. But let's talk about this, because 90% are weekly. The question is, you need to ask your audience that. You need to ask the audience that question. Hey, audience members, would you like me to put out more than one podcast a week? Because think about it. They might forget about you in that week and go find somebody else. I mean, how many times have you loved a particular musical artist and you love their album so much or their song so much, you can't wait for them to put out the next song. But they don't put out another song or an album for about 3 years. By that time, you'll forget about them. Podcasting, it's even quicker. It's within the week. Believe it or not, audience members can forget about you in 1 week. I'm not saying they will. You might want to leave them wanting more. But I would say 3 to 4 episodes a week, that's kind of a lot of work. If you have a full-time business and you're doing this, it's great. I would say 2 to 3 episodes a week would probably be perfect for your audience. And if you know your episode ahead of time, you can tell the audience that, hey, our next episode is going to be this one. I mean, they do it in TV all the time, right? By the way, the next episode is going to be on podcast introductions, or the trailers. You know, Anchor calls them trailers, right? So that's pretty much it. Now let's go on to the next one. 75% have really good sound quality. I think this one is self-explanatory. And 25% do not have good sound quality. They either have some kind of noise in the background, maybe a dog barking, maybe a baby crying, or maybe they just don't have a great microphone. You know, you want to get a really good microphone. I use the Samsung, C1 or C0U. Wait, let me Google that. Hang on. I want you guys to notice. I will type in, you guys go to Google and you type in Samsung USB mic. Microphone, and you'll get this one. Hello, I just had it. Gee, I can't find it now. Oi. All right, hold on. This one is the C01. I keep forgetting what this one is. Let me just type this one in. C1U. Get the Samsung C01U microphone. That's a USB mic. It's really great sound quality, and I've been using it for the last 15 years. It sounds excellent. I've also recorded my vocals that way as well. Okay, now 25% of the episodes I listen to need to improve the sound quality. I'm not calling anybody out, but you guys would know. And audience members will never subscribe without good quality, guys. All right, anyway, in the last one, only 10% of the podcast episodes speak to the audience. Like I said this before, if you have multiple, first of all, if you're by yourself, you're doing a solo podcast, you have to speak to the audience. I mean, I don't know what else you're going to do. Unless you have something about, you know, you driving or whatever, talking to a dog, you're talking to the audience. But if you have a co-host or guests, you can't just talk to them. You need to talk to the audience. Get the audience involved, right? They do it all the time in game shows, and they do it all the time in concerts, right? So when you think about it, when you see a band playing or a musical artist, they don't just look at each other and play the music. The singer just doesn't look at, you know, sometimes the singer will look at a guitar player or a drummer or whatever, okay? Or maybe two singers will look at each other. But they almost always look at the audience, right? They're getting the audience involved. They're singing to the audience, not really singing to each other, all right? Maybe they are sometimes. So listen, you, if you have a couple of guests or two hosts, talk to each other and the audience. Get the audience involved. Tell them to leave comments, right? All right, guys, listen, this is great. Subscribe to this podcast because I want to teach you how to become the most successful podcasters. Don't forget to check out Podno 2021 at New York City Podcast Network, nycpodcastnetwork.com/podno-2021. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.